This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government prohibits strikes and disruption in 25 highly essential services. Election Commission unveils final election results of 749 local levels. Parliamentary Committee directs the government to make textbooks available to all public schools across the country within a month. And world leaders express revulsion and grief over Texas shooting that killed 21, including 19 elementary school students. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to publish notices in the Nepal Gazette prohibiting strikes in 25 essential services related to public welfare. Likewise, the cabinet meeting has reshuffled the secretaries from different ministries and government offices, including the secretary at the office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers. Unveiling the latest decision of the cabinet yesterday, government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, shared that the cabinet further decided to constitute a delegation led by the secretary at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to participate in the 14th virtual meeting of India-China Diplomatic Consultation Mechanism being organized soon. The cabinet also consented to Communication Minister Karki to participate in the program on telecommunications to be organized in Kigali of Rwanda. The Education and Health Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the government to distribute the required textbooks to all the public schools across the country within a month. During a meeting held with office bearers of the Education, Science and Technology Ministry yesterday, the Parliamentary Committee asked them to print the necessary textbook and distribute them to the public schools within 30 days. Committee President Jaipuri Khardi suggested the Education Ministry seek a long-term solution to the issue of textbook shortages. Education Secretary Pramila Devi Bhattacharya said the textbook could not be published on time due to the shortage of printing papers. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Uma Raghmi has said a process has begun to remove a statute of limitations for filing a case against sexual assault on girls and women. Receiving a memorandum submitted by a delegation of the Samriddhi Foundation Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Raghmi assured of a repeal of a time limit for the first information report on sexual violence against women. The Election Commission has unveiled the vote count results of 749 local levels out of the 753 so far. As per the latest update, Nepali Congress has secured wins in 328 local levels, the CPN-UML in 204, CPN Maoist Centre in 121, Janata Samajwadi Party in 21, CPN Unified Socialist in 12 local units and others in 63 local levels. The vote count of Kathmandu Metropolitan City is going on. As per the latest update, independent candidate Balendra Shah has been leading the vote count in the mayoral post. The Cricket Association of Nepal CAN has made the names of six teams that will play in the Nepal T20 League public. Acting Secretary of the Cricket Association Nepal, Prasanta Malla, informed that the six teams were selected by the CAN's board meeting yesterday. The league will have teams from Biratnagar, Janakpur, Pokhara, Lumbini, Bhairahawa and Far West. The meeting also decided that the other leagues would not get national recognition since the CAN would be organizing its own league. The league will be held from 24th of September to 22nd of October this year. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The gunman who killed 19 children and two teachers at a Texas school had written on social media that he would carry out the attack. Facebook's owner Meta said the 18-year-old suspect's messages were sent privately on the platform. Meanwhile, world leaders have expressed their revulsion and grief over the Texas elementary school shooting. Presidents of France and Ukraine and the Secretary General of the United Nations have called for stricter gun laws in the United States. Similarly, Prime Minister of New Zealand Jacinda Ardern reminded of the Christchurch shooting that killed at least 50 and said New Zealand had stricter gun laws since then. North Korea fired 3 ballistic missiles early on Wednesday morning. South Korea's military has said that the missiles were fired in intervals of less than an hour from the Sunan area in Pyongyang. It comes just a day after U.S. President Joe Biden left the region following a trip that saw him vowing to bolster measures to deter North Korea. Meanwhile, Japan confirmed at least 2 launches that happened on Wednesday, but acknowledged there may have been more. North Korea has been test-firing ballistic missiles since the beginning of this year. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to partly cloudy in province number 1 and modest province along with the hilly regions of the country. It will remain mainly fair in other parts of the country. There are also chances of light rain or thunder lightning at few places in province number 1, modest province and Bagmati province. With this, we have come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Government prohibits strikes and disruption in 25 highly essential services. Election Commission unveils final election results of 749 local levels. Parliamentary Committee directs the government to make textbooks available to all public schools across the country within a month. And world leaders express revulsion and grief over Texas shooting that killed 21, including 19 elementary school students. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.nb. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.